But we had a visitor in town yesterday from Killarney who got in touch when she went back home last night by email. So thank you for that, Martha. She says, I was in Cork City earlier today, as in yesterday. I found myself wondering if I was in the same city that you spoke about last week on air. Although I live closer to Killarney than Cork City, I decided to come up for the day with my daughter, who's currently on maternity leave. I had recommended Cork to her after hearing you speak so positively about it last week. Yes, I did. I was talking about how beautiful a city it is and, you know, I mean, how extra gorgeous it is when the sun is shining and the skies are blue. Anyway, she says, however, I'm contacting you to suggest that perhaps you should be a little more careful when describing your city, particularly in terms of how safe it is. This was from yesterday when she was inside in town Tuesday. She says, my daughter and I were generally terrified while we were in the city. We were particularly uncomfortable on Oliver Plunkett Street, where there were a number of people behaving in what I would call a threatening manner. Several approached us and we both felt very nervous and very intimidated. From our experience, it appears that some of the people we encountered were struggling with addiction. Both of us have undertaken a number of courses relating to addiction, so we're not unfamiliar with the issues involved. My daughter taught in Dublin for a while, and she says the atmosphere yesterday in Cork reminded her of Talbot Street. Now, that is a particularly dangerous, and I have to say, no-go area of Dublin for many, many people. Anyway, back to the email. We met my sister for lunch, and she agreed that she had never seen the city as bad as it was yesterday. She also mentioned that when there were major EU meetings taking place at the Imperial Hotel recently during Ireland's EU presidency, she noticed that the streets were completely safe and well monitored. Was it any wonder? There were hundreds of guards in town, squad cars everywhere, rapid response, arm units and everything. Anyway, back to the email. How can there be such a difference? Could you perhaps ask someone about what is happening in your city centre? Professionally, I know a little about addiction, including the sad reality that theft and other crime can sometimes go hand in hand with drug addiction. I appreciate it's a complex issue, but the experience left us both feeling extremely uncomfortable and unsafe in Cork City yesterday. I have to say that from now on, our shopping days will probably be spent in Killarney. Cork simply did not feel safe for us yesterday. I will say one positive thing, though. I saw a Garda chatting and laughing with an older man on Patrick Street, and that was lovely to see. I don't think she knew him. They seemed simply to be passing the time of day. It was a small but very human moment, and that at least was nice to see. I would also recommend perhaps Killarney to anyone looking for a day out. It's great shopping, great restaurants and cafes. You can always take the train if you want to enjoy a glass of wine, and it is safe. I hope you might raise the issue of safety in Cork City and ask what's being done about the situation. I genuinely would like to feel comfortable recommending Cork again, but unfortunately and sadly, not for now. And that by email to neil@redfm.ie. A lot of different things in there. Interestingly, one of the parts that Martha talks about is she says, I know a little about addiction, including the sad reality that theft and other crime can sometimes go hand in hand with drug addiction. I asked Kevin Herlihy, who's got six centres across Cork, including the North Main Street, Patrick Street and Oliver Plunkett Street, to listen to that email and just pick up on it. And he joins me by phone. Kevin, good morning.
Hi, Neil. Good morning. How are you?
Thanks so much. On. Lovely to chat. But what do you make of Martha's visit yesterday and what she had to say about the city?
Well, Neil, it's certainly disappointing to hear that. I'm on the street every day myself. And look, I would have to agree that there is certainly a lot of antisocial behaviour going on. But the big bugbear for me and for the business community in general is the legal aid issue that's going on at the moment. So just in case your listeners are not aware of this, on the 1st of July this year, a dispute started between the solicitors in Ireland and the government over the government's introduction of a new flat rate fee payment model, which basically means that it replaced the older pre-appearance court fees with a single flat rate of €520.
For free legal aid, yeah. Flat fee.
Correct. Yeah. Now, I'm not on this morning to bash the legal system or anything like that. And I'm not on this morning to bash the government. But what I'm saying is they need to sit down and they need to trash this out and they need to sort it out. Because for me as a retailer, our problem is a guy comes in to my store on North Main Street, steals 16 cans of Four Loko, exceptionally well known to the Gardaí, hundreds of previous convictions. He is arrested. He is brought to the courthouse in Fermoy, because the one in Cork is closed, because myself and a few other off-licensed retailers in the city were freaking out about it so much. He then gets bail straight away because of the whole legal representation issue. He's back out on the street and he's inside in my store on Patrick Street 2 hours later, stealing the exact same amount. Now, this particular gentleman has stolen...
On the same day?
Correct, on the same day. And this particular gentleman has stolen over 1,000 euros in alcohol from those two stores over the last 3 weeks. He's very well known to every one of your listeners today from being around the city. He's very well known to Gardaí, but he's still out on the street. And that's why we're very, very upset and angry as retailers and as business owners throughout the city, that they need to sit down and they need to sort this out. You know, the disputes all the time between government and different, you know, different...
Well, what difference would it make? It would just mean that he'd get bail on Anglesey Street instead, and you'll come out and rob you from Anglesey Street.
No, not at all. He'll get arraigned and he'll get put into prison and he'll be arrested and he'll be put into prison.
So why didn't that happen in Fermoy?
Because there was no legal representation there.
Okay, so everything just gets pushed back.
On strike, pretty much, yeah. And that's why this guy...
Well, come here, that means it's a free-for-all for thieves then. They know that they're going to go down at some stage, so they just need to keep on robbing until that happens.
Correct. That's the crux of the issue here, Neil, and that's the reason that we, as in the business community, we're asking that this situation, and it's all over Ireland, it's not just in Cork. Dublin is amok as well with it. I've got a friend who's got a couple of shops in Limerick and he's dealing with the same thing. So that's my main point this morning.
Okay, but have you noticed a marked increase in theft over the last 5 or 6 weeks?
Yes, absolutely. In the last 2 months, it's been summer. It's been, business has been fantastic. We're very reliant on the weather, and it's been the best summer in years that I've seen. The city is absolutely buzzing. You know, you've got all the different activities that went on in relation to Live at the Marquee, the stuff out in Virgin Media Park, even the things down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, all of the Cork matches, all of the events, even Park and a Fork last week. Absolutely fantastic. Cork City Council, I have to commend them that they have done wonderful things. But at the same time, just an example, they went away outside Brown Thomas and spent a fortune putting in flowers, beautiful flowers on the facade there on Patrick Street. And I'm going home from work the other day. There's one guy sound asleep in it and there's another guy urinating in it. And this is 5:30 on Monday evening.
Okay, so what Martha saw yesterday then is not far from the truth, where she felt very unsafe inside in Cork City. Felt genuine, short words are, genuinely terrified.
Correct, and there is certainly an increase in Gardaí, and everybody can see that since Christmas, since the new regime has come in, and that is much appreciated from the business community as well. But we also just have this other problem now, which I've just spoken about, and I think that needs to be sorted, and people need to know about that.
Okay, because with free legal aid services being withdrawn by solicitors, the cases can't proceed. I'm just thinking this out, and I'm sure people are way ahead of me on this one. The cases can't proceed, so they get bailed to a later date. Well, have you other examples of what people are stealing?
Well, look, it's mainly alcohol, and we have a lot of issues with under 18s stealing. And then when they're, you know, there's obviously the underage legal thing of that they can't be arrested and sent down. You know, they're obviously Overtown is full, and there's those issues as well. Like, and look, it's I'm long enough in the tooth to know that when you're trading in the city centre in the second biggest city in the country, in the Republic of Ireland, then you know, you're going to have those issues. And look, that's part and parcel. But we have security on our doors every day, you know. And they're doing their best to try and alleviate the situation as well.
So the Four Loko guy that robbed you twice, your security guard stopped him then, right?
He was in, and the security guard wasn't on the floor at the time. That's basically what happened. He came up to the door, watched out for the security. They're, you know, they might need to go to the loo. They might be on a break. They mightn't have been on duty at that particular time. That's basically, without getting into the full detail.
Okay, but do they? Some of them actually work in packs, don't they, or doubles?
They do, yeah. And they would, they come up to the door in one of my other stores where I have a guy working for me directly who's excellent at catching them. And if they see him on duty, they just turn around and walk away and they say, we'll go somewhere else. But look, it's not just me. It's the multiples, the likes of Dunnes and Tesco's and Lidl and Aldi, etc., who are also trading in the city centre that are dealing with this situation. So, you know, we're really hoping that it will be sorted out as soon as possible.
Okay, so when I saw a young one the other day, she was very, very emaciated and stick thin. I imagine that it looked to me as if she was seriously in addiction issues. But she was walking down one of the side streets with a pal of hers, and she had five or six different clothing items still with the tags on under her arm. Chances are they were robbed and she was making a getaway, right?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the situation, but
I know, but that
I've no doubt about it that that's what happened. Yeah, and look, there is a drug issue in the city. There's a drug issue in every city and town in the country. We're not immune to it. With, you know, the services are trying to deal with this situation as best as they can. And you know that the lady that sent that email in relation to Talbot Street. I've been on Talbot Street. There's a Super Value on Talbot Street. I've seen it in action. It is absolute carnage up there. We are very lucky that we don't have what they are dealing with in Dublin. So, you know, it's a beautiful city and you love it just as much as I do. And that's my point here today, that we want to try and get it back.
No, it's not the fault of the city. It's a beautiful city itself. You know, but sometimes, of course, it's the people that are in the city are the issue as opposed to the actual beauty of the city itself. But when you mention underage to me is school going age. Like, are you talking about, are they in school uniforms or what is it? What are they robbing?
No, they're stealing ice cream, drinks, sandwiches, whatever they can get their hands on. Look, they're a member of a diverse community, that's all I would say. And the guards are dealing with those guys as well, but they're not the number one problem that retailers would have in the city. It's the other item that I just spoke about.
Okay, so for you it would be drink. For somebody else it might be clothing. Somebody else it might be footwear. Exactly. Somebody else it might be tech. Somebody else it might be cosmetics. You know, those kind of, you know, the higher item ticket items, the better, because they resell these things, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And, you know, we have a store out in Bishopstown and a lot of other centres in other suburbs in the city with stores that we don't own are dealing with another member of diverse community that are coming in and literally stealing 600 euros or 700 euros at a time. Not alcohol, it's washing powder, it's other things that are being stolen for resale, baby food, all of that kind of stuff. That's a big issue as well that we have. And again,
okay, so the video that was released recently of the woman in Aldi who's had the long pleated skirts on with, yes, I imagine there correct. Were some, there must have been some kind of pocket, there were pockets sewed into it. I think I counted something like 37 items from underneath her long dress. Are they for sale? That most of that was meat and detergents and things.
Yeah, our store in Bishopstown got hit. I don't mind saying it. We got hit about a month ago. 600 euros, baby formula, washing powder and steaks. They were the three things that were stolen. And those people have still yet to be brought before the courts because they move around in packs, they move around in gangs to different towns and cities. So the guards are going to deal with that as best they can.
Okay.
But look, that's just unfortunately part. That's not really a city centre issue. Like that video that you saw was a little in the suburbs. And, you know, a friend of mine has a centre in a very...
Sorry, I think it was a Lidl. This is a Southside Lidl, you're right. Have you estimated how much you lose per annum in theft?
Well, as a percentage, it's probably about 1.5% of our weekly turnover. So it's it mightn't sound like a lot to a listener, but somebody that's working and dealing, you know, obviously the other costs are hitting us. You're listening to people every day, and you hear about businesses going into receivership. A local business only last week, which you spoke about, or the week before, they went into receivership, you know, due to costs, etc. So look, we're dealing with all of those kind of things, and we'd prefer not to have to deal with the theft issue. But look, as I just said, as I always said, and I said it when I was president of the Business Association, Cork is the most beautiful city. You know, the whole infrastructure and the whole ambience and everything, and it's just the icing has been on the cake all summer with absolutely beautiful weather, and you know, it's got fantastic people. So if we can just try and alleviate this other issue, and I would I would stress to your listeners, get on to your local TD, get on to your local councillor, tell them to get on to central government, Jim O'Callaghan, if there's contacts within the legal profession as well. I know you're friendly with one or two of those guys that come on there on a on a weekly basis speaking to you. Let's get them back to work. That's all we're asking.
Okay. I certainly will. It's an interesting topic to bring up, and let's get one or two of them on the air and see where we go for it. And just before I let you go, there's another story, of course, because you are in and around town, I know that, but there's some reports this morning in the papers with regards to many, many complaints to Cork City Council with regards to buskers. The headline in the Examiner says, "Truly horrific busking." What do you think of the level of buskers in the city, Kevin?
Well, I've got to be careful here now because a lot of them are customers in our store. In general, I think they're okay. Some of them are exceptionally loud. They're over the decibel level that was set under the recent bylaw. And policing it is probably difficult. Whoever's policing it, I'm not sure, is it the guards or the wardens or whatever. Some of them are certainly out of tune and some of them are certainly too loud. And there is a lot of traders, particularly around Patrick Street, around Brown Thomas, that are complaining about certain individuals. And I'd be straight up with you, Neil. I think the leprechauns are actually, that's my own personal opinion, I think they're actually grand. They don't really bother
me. But Eddie and Fitzgerald then had his head wrecked from them. His brain was melted from the leprechauns.
Absolutely, and I know Eddie very well, and I said that to him. There's another band that play there, that, and I play the guitar myself. I'd love to show them a couple of chords and how to tune their guitars. But anyway, that's another day's work.
Okay, well, listen, on a lighthearted note, if you think the leprechauns on Patrick Street are talented, it says a lot about your musical choice and taste, I have to say.
I didn't say they were talented. They're playing a CD and they're dancing around, and look, I know it does annoy people 100%. My office is quite near it and I do hear them when I'm trying to, I could be on a Zoom call and I'm listening to them, but those other guys are far worse, believe me.
All right. Thanks a lot. It's nice to end on a positive and happy note. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Kevin O'Hurley from Centra. Your thoughts are welcome on that. Text 0868 104 106.